الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The following is a section pertaining to the conditions of when the congregational prayer and the Friday prayer are obligatory on the person, along with the conditions of the validity of the Friday prayer, the two speeches, and the integrals of the two speeches. The congregational prayer, jama'ah, while praying the five obligatory prayer, is a communal obligation, fardu kifaya, upon the free, residing, pubescent, sane, and unexcused males. Hence, it is not an obligation upon women, slaves, travelers, and non-pubescent, among others, such as the ones who have an Islamically accepted excuse that excludes one from being among those who are obligated to perform the five prayers in congregation, such as when it is raining heavily that it soaks one's clothing, or fear of an enemy when going to the place at which the congregational prayer is held. This communal obligation is fulfilled by performing the five prayers in a way that the shi'ar is exposed. Exposing the shi'ar is to pray the five prayers in congregation in places accessible to those who want to join them. In the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah, to pray in congregation, Jama'ah, is a personal obligation, Fardu'ayn, upon the free, pubescent, and unexcused male inhabitants, if they are 40 in number, including the imam, and living in buildings, whether these buildings were made out of wood, stones, or clay. Not in tents, because Friday prayer is not an obligation upon those 40 inhabitants if they were living in tents. The Friday prayer is also obligatory upon the men who were traveling, then they intended to stay in the town of Jumu'ah for 4 whole days or more, excluding the day of entry and the day of exit. For one's traveler is interrupted by that intention. And it is also obligatory upon those who reside out of the town, even if one is living in a tent, but can hear the resounding call of a person who is standing at its edge, closest to them. Not in the middle of the town at which Jumu'ah is performed, provided that both were on the same level with wind calm and the caller has a loud voice. If one who hears that recognizes that it is the adhan of Jumu'ah, even if one could not make out the words, provided his hearing is normal. The conditions of the validity of the Friday prayer are four. The first is to be performed after the setting in of Dhuhr prayer time. Therefore, it is prayed as Dhuhr prayer when missed. The second is that the aforementioned 40 inhabitants must hear the integrals of the two speeches, khutbas, during the time of Dhuhr prayer and before praying the Jumu'ah prayer. The third is that the Jumu'ah prayer must be performed in congregation by the aforementioned 40 inhabitants, for Jumu'ah prayer is not valid if prayed individually. The fourth is that another Jumu'ah prayer must not be performed simultaneously with it or preceding it in the same town. If the opening Allahu Akbar, Tahreema, of one of the two Jumu'ah prayers preceded that of another by finishing the letter Ra of Allahu Akbar before the other one, then the former would be valid if its precedence is known, and the latter would be invalid. Some Shafi'i scholars said that this is true if the people were able to meet in one place, and they did not. However, if it is hard for them to meet in one place, then it is permissible to numerate places, such as praying in two places or more as needed. Then both the preceding and the preceded Jumu'ah prayers would be valid, the former and the latter. The integrals of the two speeches, khutbahs, are five. The first is to say Alhamdulillah or Lillahi alhamd or what is similar. The second is to say the Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying Sallallahu ala Muhammad or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or what is similar. The third is to command the audience to be God-fearing, that is to have taqwa, by urging the people to be obedient and to avoid sinning or either. Saying Alhamdulillah, As-salatu ala al-Nabi, and commanding the audience to have taqwa are necessary in both speeches. The fourth integral is to recite an ayah which has a complete meaning in either of the two speeches. Therefore, it is not sufficient to recite what is similar to ayah 21 in Surah Al-Muddathir, Thumma Nadhar. The fifth is to say a supplication, dua, for the believers in the second speech, such as saying, Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen, O Allah, forgive the believers. The conditions of the two speeches, in addition to what was mentioned, are seven. The first is purification from both states of ritual impurity, that is, minor ritual impurity and major ritual impurity. Among the conditions of the two speeches is purification from non-exempted najas filth on the body, clothes, place, and what is carried by the speaker. The second is to cover the unlawful awra, nakedness, that is, what is between the navel and the knees, as mentioned before. The third is to stand up in both speeches if one is able. The fourth is to sit between the two speeches for at least the duration of tuma'nina. The fifth is to observe the succession without what is considered normally a lengthy interruption by that which is not related to the speeches between the integrals of the two speeches. The sixth is to observe the succession without lengthy interruption between the two speeches and the prayer. The seventh is to say the integrals of the two speeches in Arabic. May Allah enable us to perform the prayer and to accept it from us. And may Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins, accept our good deeds, and increase our knowledge. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.